basically, you needed a home.
Correct.
So your mother took you and her granddaughter in.
Life in Mom's house was good for no one.
She started saying, you know, that she hated my daughter, that she wanted us out, and I guess she just decided that she didn't want us there anymore.
But
why didn't you leave?
She wasn't going anywhere.
What caused the police to take your mother away?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Teresa Radke is suing her daughter, Callie Radke, for vandalizing her home, stealing her belongings, and filing a false restraining order.
Order. All rise.
Yes, yeah, case number 251 on the calendar, the matter of Radke versus Radke.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Radke, the defendant is your daughter. Your lawsuit has two parts to it. One, you claim that she filed false charges against you, which caused you to be arrested and removed from your home, at least for a period of time. And the second involves vandalism to your property. Your daughter's defense is that you did, in fact, assault her daughter, who is 8.
Mm-hmm.
So she had every reason to call the police and have you taken out of the home. She did not vandalize the home, and she has a countersuit for the assault that you allegedly perpetrated on your granddaughter. So I'm going to start with you. First, tell me how old you are.
I'm 30.
Now, you and your mother were not living together. You were living, I assume, alone with your daughter, based upon what I read. Something caused you to move into your mother's home. Tell me what that was and when it was.
Okay. It was really the combination of several things. I had been living in the Dallas area.
Fast.
Yes, ma'am.
You needed a place to live?
Yes, I needed a place to stay.
Okay. And when did you need a place to stay?
March of 2012.
You had been living in Texas?
Correct.
Where does your mother live?
In Maryland.
How did you get from Texas to Maryland?
I drove. I sold everything that I had or left it and whatever I could fit in my car with my daughter. We took and it was also in addition, she hadn't seen her granddaughter in 2 years. And that's part of the reason why she wanted us to go there to have that relationship.
Well, that's nice. But basically, you needed a home.
Correct.
And what was the arrangement with your mother when I assume you called her and said, or she found out some way? How did you find out that your daughter was becoming homeless?
On February 21st, she called me and told me that CPS was there to take her daughter because her house was deemed unlivable.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
And for what reason was your house deemed unlivable?
I had basically been going through a lot, just it being just my daughter and myself, and things had just gotten out of control where I wasn't really able to handle everything. And then they had came, I cleaned it up, and my daughter was back inside the home. But there was issues with the apartment complex saying once they realized that it was dirty that they wanted us out.
I paid a cleaning crew to go.
Okay. Don't make things worse.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get to the basics.
Okay.
So it was nice that your mother said, I would like to have a relationship with my daughter, but you had to get out of Dodge.
Correct.
Okay. So your mother took you and her granddaughter in, and that was in March of 2012. Now, on what date did the police respond regarding this alleged incident that caused you to be removed from your home?
On the evening of August 17th.
Okay. Now, I want you then to tell me, what happened on August 17th that precipitated the police coming to your home?
About a month earlier, there had been an incident where there was lots of verbal abuse going on.
Verbal abuse between whom?
Between my mom and me, and my mom and my daughter especially.
Then my question becomes, why didn't you leave?
Really, whenever we first moved there, you know, whenever there was an incident, there was some verbal abuse. She was very apologetic. She was really, you know, committed to saying that she wanted our relationship to work and wanted to have Taylor close with her. So, you know, it wasn't until after we'd been there for about 3 months that things really escalated with her. And I guess she just decided that she didn't want us there anymore and started saying, you know, that she hated my daughter, that she wanted us out.
August 17th. Let's get to it.
Okay. August 17th. There had been an incident where she hit my daughter in the head with a door. I told her, you know, after that, you need to stay away from...
Just a second. Ms. Radke, I want you to understand that when you say to me she hit your daughter on the head with a door, you have to explain that to me.
Okay. I didn't see the incident. All I know is that I was on the second floor. It's a townhome that we were living in. I was on the second floor where my daughter and my room is, and then she has the third floor is the master suite where her room is. She was coming up the stairs. As she passed my room, she said something, you know, hateful. I don't remember exactly.
No, I want you to think about what it was.
Honestly, I don't remember. It was something to do. I really don't remember. I didn't even pay attention to it. I had just learned to just disregard, let her go on upstairs and leave it alone. My daughter followed her up the stairs to say, stop saying mean things to my mommy. And my daughter says that she slammed the door repeatedly, hit her in the head, hit her in the knee, and said, GD, leave me alone. When my daughter came back downstairs, I was like, what the, your head, what happened? My mom says that
just
she
a
thought,
second.
Okay.
I assume that there's a police report, and I assume you have the police report. Does the police report indicate any marks on the child whatsoever?
I have a photo.
Just,
I didn't file a
she
police
didn't
report
call the
that
police.
Night.
Why not? I mean, when did you decide to file a police report?
At that night, I told her, I was like, listen, this stops. No more contact with my daughter. No more saying things mean to her. No, nothing. If you do it again, then I'm going to have to file charges on this.
Why didn't you just leave?
I have nowhere to go.
Well, that's your problem. You're a guest in your mother's home. You're 30 years old. You have an 8-year-old child. She took you in, and if things weren't working out, say, Mom, it's not working out here. I'm going to get a job so I can pay rent. Mm-hmm. Take care of my child, and I don't have to live with you because we don't get along.
I have documentation where I was applying for jobs, and she was...
I don't care applying for jobs. Were you working in Texas?
No, I was a full-time student.
You're too old to be a full-time student with an 8-year-old to support. You are a part-time student and a part-time worker. But I'm telling you right now, if my 30-year-old daughter came to my house, and my daughter, who has children, thought I was being abusive to my grandchildren, I would think that they were idiots if they didn't move.
I had plans on it.
Go to a shelter.
That's where we're at now.
Just a second. Why did you have to wait?
There's a 30-day waiting list.
You said that this nastiness started within 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't you get out before?
Initially, I thought that things would get better. She was promising. I have texts and emails from her apologizing and saying to be patient with her. You know, I thought that things would get better. And it's my
like
mom.
I'd like to see all of those emails.
Okay. I have this one where I'm trying to talk to her. This is also the one where she says that she gives me...
No, I can read.
Okay.
Do you have any emails you want me to read, Ms. Rathke?
Yeah, what I have here is... a full year of text with some tabs on here so that none of it's edited, so you can peruse at your leisure and read what you'd like.
I don't have a lot of leisure, but I'd like to see them.
Right. And then I have the email thread where I gave her formal notice to vacate.
Just a minute. I just want to look at the emails.
January.
Well, what I'm reading is that the problem was that you were keeping the floors that you and your daughter were living on, in your mother's view, like a pigsty.
It's not true.
I'm reading what you say to her. You say to her, okay, so the trash from the two bedrooms, the utility room, and the bathroom need to be taken outside daily, or whatever. So that seemed to have been an issue, and that was an issue in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It was serious enough in Texas that they were going to take your child away. Serious enough in Texas so that the apartment complex where you were living was moving to get rid of you. So clearly you have a problem that you have to address. So it seems to me that that was based upon this long email from your mother. It seems to me that that had become a real bone of contention between the two of you. You were living like a pig and she didn't want her house to become a pig pen.
It's not true.
All I'm saying to you, the same problem that you seem to have had in Texas followed you to Maryland. And whether rightly or, in your view, inappropriately, your mother reacted to the way you were living. So what happens is a 30-year-old woman who has a child who's having a problem with her mother about her lifestyle doesn't overstay their welcome and leaves. And your response to me was, I thought it was going to get better or I had no place to go, is not really a reason. Now, I want you to tell me what caused the police to take your mother away and when.
Whenever I filed the protective order.
I want you to tell me when you filed the protective order.
It was effective until the 27th, so the week before that.
No, I want you to tell me when you filed it. It has a date on it.
8/20.
I want you to tell me what happened between the 17th, when this incident happened, where she allegedly slammed the door on your daughter, and the 20th. I want you to tell me what happened.
She called my daughter upstairs into her room on the third floor to tell her that I wanted her dead so I could have her insurance money. My dad, who committed suicide, I wanted him dead too for his insurance money. My daughter didn't even know that my dad had committed suicide. She tells this to an 8-year-old. That was it. Enough verbal abuse, mental injury.
Just a second. So why didn't you leave?
I did. I got the protective order.
What did you need a protective order to leave for?
I had time to pack up my stuff without her hurting me or my child. I packed up my stuff and I was out on the 27th.
Just a second.
That's what the protective order's for.
No! That's not what a protective order is for. A protective order is not to give a reluctant guest, because you're not even a tenant, because you didn't pay rent.
Oh, I paid rent. I washed her drawers. I did her pedicures. I did everything for her.
You didn't pay rent.
She didn't ask me to. She actually told me not to whenever
I
offered.
Listen to me. A protective order is not designed to allow you, whether you're a tenant or a no longer welcome guest, time to pack your things and get out. That's not what a protective order is for. This is her home, and you had no right to be there. She invited
had
you.
Residency.
She uninvited
said I
you.
Had residency.
She.
And that's why she couldn't put me
you.
Out without 30 days notice.
Oh, so you know, it's always interesting to me that people like yourself who don't work sponge off other people, know all their rights. They know that they have 30 days to get out. They know that you have to give them notice in writing. They know enough that they are a resident, not just a kid that comes home because they have no place to go. They have a residence there, so you can't put them out. It used to always amaze me when I sat in family court and heard some of these very smart people, like you are, because you're a smart young woman, if they sort of tunneled all that energy and all that intelligence into a productive life, something positive, they wouldn't have to rely on other people. You wouldn't have to live with your mother. You wouldn't have to work out with CPS. You wouldn't have to get out of your apartment complex. You wouldn't have all this trouble. You wouldn't have to be in a shelter. You know all your rights. Now it's time to work hard. Start doing anything. Flip burgers, wash dishes, wait tables, be a cashier. Start a life. Now, I finished with her.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I think that what you should do is get a good therapist. Explore whatever it was that has made you this angry young lady.
Are you a therapist?
No, you are angry. I know what makes me angry. Yeah. You make me angry.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Teresa Ratke says her daughter, Callie Ratke, vandalized her home, stole her belongings, and filed a false restraining order against her. Callie is countersuing, claiming Teresa assaulted her daughter.
What happened with your daughter?
Starting when?
Well, let's start around August 17th, because now I've sort of gotten the picture. And even if you were as abusive as she says you were, the job is for her to move and not to have you arrested, so she has a week to pack her things.
She wasn't arrested.
Just a second. According to you, you told me that you left Texas, got rid of everything, just loaded your stuff in the car with your daughter and drove to Maryland. If you have a car and all of your belongings fit in the car when you got there, and she wasn't working from the time she got there, from March until August until the time she left, that means she had no money to acquire anything else, which means that the property that she had could fit right back in the car.
No car.
That you can pack.
Car was in her name and she traded it in, even though I'd put $6,000 down on it. So I didn't have a car whenever it was time for us to leave.
I traded the car in the day after I was put out. I had to trade both the cars in and get a much older car that I could afford the payments on.
I'm not complaining, I'm just saying. I didn't have a car.
So prior to that, she could have gotten in a car.
Just a second. How did you pack to move into a shelter?
A friend of mine came and helped me put some stuff in storage, and I had a suitcase.
What storage? You moved in a car, you told me 10 minutes ago.
No, whenever I moved to Maryland, I moved in a car. Whenever we left, I put some of the stuff in storage, and I went to a homeless shelter.
Listen to me. You told me when you came to your mother from Texas, you sold all your property, got rid of it all, loaded your daughter and your stuff in your car, and drove.
How much of that?
Now, don't speak. So I don't understand what was in storage.
No. Whenever I left her house.
I understand that.
I put stuff in storage.
She had no basis to file for a protective order.
None.
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 None. Yes. That's based upon what she tells me, because nothing happened between the 17th and the 20th except that she wanted time to get out. So she went and she filed for a protective order. That's not what courts or the police
mental
are around to do.
To a child that, is why I filed it.
Listen to me very carefully. A move. Nothing happened to your daughter between the 17th and the 20th except you decided
it's okay
that
to talk
you
to children
wanted
like
to move.
That? It's okay to tell your grandchild that your daughter wants you dead?
Move!
I would. I did.
That's right. The protective
and
order.
She didn't do any more damage to my daughter while I did it, either.
Oh, you know, I want to tell you something. I think that what you should do is get a job, and the first thing that you should do when you get a job is get a good therapist.
I have one of those as well.
Well, you would need it. But don't get one that agrees with you. Get one that's going to tell you like I'm telling you the truth. Explore whatever it was that has made you this angry young lady.
Are you a therapist?
No, you are angry. I know what makes me angry. You make me angry.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She actually locked the dog in my room for the 9 days with food and water and then left me a note saying, aren't you glad you didn't take the dog to the pound when I told you to?
You have that note?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it.
This is the note that was on my laptop in my bedroom when I got in.
Nasty lady.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Teresa Radke says her daughter, Callie Radke, trashed her home and stole belongings. She also claims Callie filed a false restraining order against her.
Somebody who is welcomed into their mother's home, they find that they don't get along, and that's perfectly reasonable. 30-year-old women and their adult mothers very often don't get along. Then what you do is move. You don't have your mother arrested and removed from the house.
She wasn't arrested.
And removed from the house. Well, she was removed from the house.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you want to pack and move. That's outrageous conduct for which she's going to be compensated. Just show me the pictures of what the house looked like when you came home, because that's the second part of your lawsuit.
That's one hole that I didn't, but there.
Are you out of that apartment now?
No, ma'am. I intend to stay for a while.
You're going to stay?
Yes.
Did you get a bill from the landlord with regard to the holes in the wall?
I actually have it on my cell phone. She's going to have to scroll it around.
Either of you have animals?
$300.
So either of you have animals?
She got a dog for my granddaughter. We had a dog, yes. I mean, for my daughter.
Did you take the dog when you left?
No.
You left the dog there?
Yes. She actually locked the dog in my room for the 9 days with food and water. And then left me a note saying, aren't you glad you didn't take the dog to the pound when I told you to, when I asked you to.
You have that note?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see. How long were you out of the house? 9 days?
I was out of the house 9 days, almost 10.
And that was during the period of the temporary restraining order, which was ultimately dismissed, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, only because I didn't make it to court.
Dismissed!
On time. Oh, here. This is the note that was on my laptop in my bedroom when I got in.
Nasty lady.
This is a note that I found 2 days after the restraining order was in place that she came in the house and left on my bedroom door. And
shh. Well, she's gone, and I have a feeling that until she gets some serious work, if ever, things are not going to change. Anyway, that has to be left a pigsty.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by.
So what do you think?
Basic. At Meineke, I have options like all changes starting at $19.95. My money, my choice, my Meineke.
I have high blood pressure, and when I get a cold, I take Coracetin HBP, the number one pharmacist-recommended cold brand designed for people with high blood pressure. Coracetin HBP.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
I'm awarding you $5,000 on your claim, and that's primarily due to the cleanup that you had to do, but mostly for the filing of the restraining order, which I believe was punitive and just vindictive and not meant to protect anybody, just meant to give her an opportunity to leave the house like a pigsty and to get out. Now, you want money for moving expenses. That's not happening.
Not moving expenses.
Well, that's what it says here. Money owed for moving expenses plus punitive damages for assault, and that's the assault to your daughter. I'd like to see the medical records for your daughter.
I don't have medical records.
You don't have medical records because they don't exist?
No. She signed up for therapy.
My question is...
No, the injury to the head didn't require medical attention.
Right. Okay. That's dismissed. Judgment for the plaintiff. $5,000. That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
How many times that you were living there did the police respond to your house?
Only once.
Not none.
No, only once.
Only once.
Yeah, only once.
Well, that's a once.
Next, Judge Judy.
She's crazy. This was probably the most horrible experience of my life. Telling an 8-year-old that you hate her. And I didn't come here to attack my daughter. That you hope her dog gets run over by a car. I came here to have her held accountable. Who says that to their grandchild? Somebody finally told her she put me and my daughter in a homeless shelter. You're wrong. Because she's crazy. And just thank God for Judge Judy.